so.
7:30 bell went off. So it's been a blast.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. The first thing I need to do this morning, because Mr. Barber is reelected, is I need to swear Mr. Barber in as a school board member for his new term. So we'll start there.
All right. I think really hard about the decision you're preparing to make, Mr. Barber. I do solemnly affirm.
You're thinking about that extra money.
It's all the glory that comes with it.
Yes, you could have the Constitution of the State of New York.
And I will faithfully discharge
your duties.
Yes.
Be a member of the
White Hall
Central School District.
The office of board member of the White Hall Central School District.
According to the best of my ability.
All right.
Okay, so
very
that's
good.
Where
thank
we
you.
Start.
Thanks for that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So welcome again.
100% increase from last year.
Well, you did put that into the budget.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, so now what we're going to do is we need nominations for our school board president.
I'd like to nominate Frank Barber.
Okay.
I'll second that.
I think that James seconded
okay.
it. Right before you.
He did it with his morning voice.
my inside voice.
Are there any other nominations for board president? Okay, so a show of hands that those who would like Mr. Barber as board president. Okay. Welcome, board president, again, and we're going to have to swear you in.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Okay.
I'll come around.
You're going to be appointed as board attorney here shortly.
I do solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of.
The office of President of the Board of Education.
Of the White Hall Central School District. According to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Okay, do we need a motion to appoint a person running for vice president?
Of course you have to swear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to swear you in.
I've got to be sworn in again this year.
Did I miss that somewhere?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No. Okay. I'm just going to read it all at once.
I do solemnly affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties. Of the office of district clerk of the Whitehall Central School District. According to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You need to sign that?
Yes, and I'll
okay.
turn it back to you. Thank you.
All right. So do we have any nominations for the position of vice president? Can I make nominations as the president, or do I have to?
Yeah.
I would like to nominate Mr. Rock for another term.
Second
by Mrs. Waters. Mm-hmm. Do we have any other nominations? Does anybody want a show of hands? Congratulations, Mr. Rock.
Thank you. Big pay increase.
Now we swear Mr. Rock in?
Yes.
And I do that or you do that?
You do that.
I do that, okay. Oh, you've already given. You're so efficient this morning. only had three cups of coffee, so I'm not there yet. I do solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution.
I do solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
Of Vice President of the Board of Education.
Of Vice President of the Board of Education.
And of the Whitehall Central School District.
Of the Whitehall Central School District.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations, sir.
Thanks, brother.
It's going to be a long morning. We have to do that with every one of you.
Most of them we can do after.
So now we're down to items requiring board action. Do you want to speak to these at all, Patrick? Or
Basically, each of these recommendations are required recommendations by the New York State Education Department to have these positions. Things have been working well in the past these couple years that I've been here with these individuals that are present in each of these positions. That being said, I wouldn't make a recommendation for any changes. Kim has been our board clerk. We do have a new agreement with the Whitehall Family Medicine to be our school physician in the event that one is necessary. Kristen Baumann has taken care of our extracurricular accounts and has been treasurer. Glens Falls National Bank continues to have the best offer of the local depository for our school funds. Kim continues as records retention manager as well as records access manager. Our independent auditors have worked in the school district for quite some time. We're Jen's teacher and that will be a job and have a relationship with Jody. We have to have an official newspaper, which has been the Whitehall Times. Our attorneys, our Gervin and Verlazzo, job working with us, Treasurer Kristen Aubin. The one position that we have vacant at this point is our tax collector position, the tax collector slash creator at the elementary school. That is vacant due to a resignation at our last Board of Education meeting, so we are in process at this point of interviewing and trying to get someone into that position. Joyce Leaford has been our granddaughter. So with that said, I would recommend
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those? First of all, is anyone opposed to me reading those all together? Doing a motion?
I just got one question. How come we don't use a local bank?
We have to have a depository.
Okay.
And the banks that are.
Which bank? Okay.
Yeah, the banks that are local, unfortunately, aren't.
Okay. That's
my question.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. That makes sense. I see that last year.
The money that we you put into Glens Falls National is very, very minimal. Basically, it's an account where we put in just enough money to make payroll, those sorts of things. Then we pull it back out and put it into our investments because the interest rates are so dreadfully horrible.
Yeah.
We pull all our money right out of the bank and our investments.
Well, that's perfect. That's
so are we okay with moving these forward together?
Yep.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments for the coming school year?
So moved.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Bedley, second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion?
You're quick this morning, Pat. You got way in the world.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Gary.
Hey, I had a question.
Yeah.
Can we approve a blank on an individual?
No, we're just leaving that. There's no action on that item yet because there's no individual in it. Have someone,
we have to come back
if we're fortunate enough to have someone in the position by the July regular meeting. We'll make it one there. If not, we'll be at the one.
Okay.
Is that a full time position?
What is the July regular meeting?
We need somebody to collect our taxes.
Is that a full time position?
It is a full time position because they serve as the tax collector as well as the creator of the elementary school. So, when they're
so it has carries benefits with it.
It does.
It does, and it's posted, and we have, I believe, three applications.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay.
Doesn't pay
as financial
amount.
Sounds good.
Okay. Superintendent contract. Are we good there? We move on.
Yep.
Superintendent contract. I know we've met. We discussed this about extending for another year. So.
Did you get our raise?
Add anything to that.
We are ready.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a motion to approve that extension for another year?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Welcome aboard for one. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for your blind faith. I appreciate it.
All right. Authorizations. Motion to approve the following authorizations. Do you want to speak to those at all, Mr. D?
Well, there's really not a whole lot to say about these. Again, each year we need to have blanket bonding for our treasurer, tax collector, extracurricular accounts, basically covers them. You're allowing both Jody and I to sign off on purchase orders. You can say no, and the whole board can sign off on it if you'd like every time we order something. You probably don't want to waste your time doing that. That would be miserable. We have a whopping $100 petty cash fund in the treasurer's office. Can't go off and take a vacation on that $100, so we are asking for approval to have that petty cash. Allowing Jody to invest the funds in the school district, and she's done an outstanding job making us a ton of money with our investments recently, so we're very fortunate there for that to continue, and also allowing Jody to pay audits and claims in advance of meetings when necessary.
Okay. We have a motion to approve those actions.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Any further discussion on those items? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Board meeting dates. Motion to approve the calendar for the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on the calendar? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're down to visitor comments. Does anyone have any comments on our agenda? Okay. I'll ask for a motion to adjourn by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.